Time now to have a chat to Lee McGorran, who has had a pretty stressful few days because he was involved in that fall with Andrew Atkins on Saturday, and he's one of his good friends as well. And it's with great appreciation that we say good morning to Lee this morning. How are you going, Lee?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. That must be very distressful to, A, be involved in a fall like that, but especially with one of your good mates.
Yeah, it's not great. Not great to happen, but I suppose it's racing at the end of the day. These things will happen sometimes, but Andy's recovering. He's starting to recover okay, and hopefully he can just move on from it.
What was the scene like? You went out there and he's such a tough bugger by the sound of it. We spoke to the doc who said he's in pretty good spirits. And I read somewhere that you said he was trying to crack jokes when you got to him on the track on Saturday.
Yeah, look, Andrew is he's probably one of the, in the jockey room, he's one of the people that always have a smile on his face. And he, just when he fell, you know, he's still one of them people. He's lying on the ground in pain and he's, you know, he's still saying the odd funny thing, you know, so.
For a jockey like yourself, when you get out there to see a good mate who's on the ground, what was going through your mind?
Can't really remember at the moment. I was just kind of a bit more worried about Andrew, that just hoping he's okay. He's had a lot of bad luck. I think he's had 4 or 5 falls now in the last 15 months. Mm. And the poor kid, he's not having a lot of luck at the moment, but he's tough and he's a great rider, and hopefully he comes back really well from it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Have you spoken to him since he's been in hospital or been in to see him?
We aren't allowed in to see him because of the COVID situation. Hmm. But he's texted a group chat and I've been in contact with his dad, and he's starting to do okay.
Oh, that's good. And what was the feeling like in the jockey's room on Saturday after something occurs like that?
The mood at the jockey room wasn't the same as it normally is. It was a little bit down. Everyone was worried about Andrew. You know, Bowman, he wasn't the same Bowman. You know, he's Bowman's a pretty happy fella as well, you know. So I think he was quite worried as well, which just takes a little bit out of the room. So when we ambulance went, and his dad was saying that he's in getting operation, it just kind of came a bit. It was a little bit better for us that we know he was okay.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, obviously Hugh Bowman's going to be facing the inquiry, but it just goes to show, which a lot of punters probably don't take that much notice of on a daily basis, the life and death situation that you boys put yourself on the line each and every time. And does that become more, I suppose, something that you think about after an incident like that, or you just try to put it out of your mind because you've still got your job to do?
Well, we still have a job to do, and we've got to obtain the best position for our owners and our trainers, and we're just trying to not think about it. We're all competitors out there, and we want the best for our horses, but unfortunately these little things can happen. And I'm sure Bowman at the moment isn't, you know, he doesn't feel great, and he sends his wishes to the Atkins family.
And your mate, you've got no doubt that Andrew will come back bigger and better despite what he's been through?
I've no doubt in my mind that Andrew Atkins will come back no bigger and better every year. Every time he is, a little speed bump or a hiccup, he comes back better and better. So, you know, I can't wait to see him back again. He's a great competitor. He's the life and soul of the jockey room. He's a real happy, bubbly fella, and you know, it's always good to see him. It'll be good to see him back soon.
Well, I appreciate your time today, and on a personal note, gee, it's been wet up in Sydney. We've lost another meeting today where you had a decent book of rides at Bathurst as well.
Yeah, we lost Like yesterday at Tisnodden, Batterson and Puffy tomorrow Warwick Farm can go ahead, but yeah, it's wet, but I suppose we can do with the wet weather though.
Well, fingers crossed we'll get to see you riding tomorrow at Warwick Farm. It's good for you to be getting rides with Chris Waller as well.
Yeah, look, I've done my apprenticeship for Chris, and he just kept me on, and we have a good association and good strike rate together, so it's just good to keep getting rides for him.
Well, if we do go around tomorrow, Misty Summer is one that likes a wet. You'd be confident about her chances tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely confident about her. There's just good speed in the race. She's there. She just keeps improving with every run. And I think sure she'll run a real good race tomorrow.
Well, best of luck tomorrow, Lee. And we wish Andrew all the best as well. Pass on all our thoughts from here in Victoria. We're all thinking of him.
All right. Cheers, mate. Thanks so much for the call.